Welcome to episode 1183 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. We are in the middle of a series entitled 1010 with Jesus, a deeper look. And in this part of the series, we are exploring conversations Jesus had with a variety of different individuals and groups, and what they reveal about his character, ministry, and purpose. Jesus has been arrested in Gethsemane and taken under guard to the palace of the high priest. The Sanhedrin, a ruling council of 70 elders, including chief priests, scribes, and Pharisees, has gathered for a hurried, unofficial night trial. The aim is clear: find grounds to condemn Jesus to death.
Bring the prisoner forward.
Jesus is led in, bound but calm. His face shows the marks of earlier abuse. The members of the Sanhedrin whisper among themselves.
We have heard much of this man, this so-called teacher from Galilee. He deceives the people, breaks our laws, and stirs rebellion. Tonight we will judge his words and his works. Let the witnesses come forward.
He said he would destroy the temple, God's holy house, and rebuild it in 3 days.
No, he said this temple would be destroyed. Not that he would do it himself. And he spoke of some spiritual thing.
He calls himself the Son of God. That's blasphemy.
The council murmurs, some growing impatient. Their frustration grows as the testimonies conflict and prove unreliable.
Enough! These testimonies are insufficient.
He stands and moves closer to Jesus, his tone sharp and authoritative.
You hear these accusations. Have you nothing to say in your defense?
Jesus remains silent.
Do you not answer? What is your response to this testimony that these men bring against you?
Still, Jesus says nothing. The silence is unnerving.
I charge you under oath by the living God. Tell us plainly, are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?
All eyes fix on Jesus.
I am, and I tell you from now on you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven.
The chamber erupts in gasps and shouts. Caiaphas recoils, then rips his robes, a dramatic symbol of horror at blasphemy.
Blasphemy, you have all heard it. What further need have we of witnesses?
The courtyard of the high priest is lit by torchlight, but no warmth reaches the coldness of that night. Jesus, bound and bruised, stands in the center of an unlawful trial, the Sanhedrin convened hastily in the dead of night. The teacher who once spoke in synagogues and stirred the hearts of multitudes now stands surrounded by men determined to silence him. They do not come seeking truth. They come to confirm a verdict they've already decided. The high priest, Caiaphas, is at the center of this spectacle. His motives are not hidden. Jesus has disrupted the religious order. He has rebuked the Pharisees, overturned temple tables, claimed divine authority, and dared to heal on the Sabbath. Now, with the temple system under threat and Passover approaching, Caiaphas leads the charge to protect his position and the institution he believes he's preserving. False witnesses are paraded in. Their testimonies conflict, but Caiaphas presses forward. Silence from Jesus unnerves them. He does not engage their lies with rebuttals. He does not plead for release. Finally, Caiaphas cuts to the heart of the matter, not with veiled threats, but with a direct challenge. I charge you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Messiah, the Son of God. It's the climactic moment. The courtroom hushes. What will Jesus say? You have said it yourself, he replies. But I say to all of you, from now on you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven. His answer explodes like thunder in the religious court. Caiaphas rips his robe, a symbolic act of outrage. Blasphemy, he cries. What more do we need? He is deserving of death. The verdict is set. Spit flies. Fists land. They blindfold him and strike him, mockingly demanding, prophesy, Messiah, who hit you? And still, Jesus remains composed. This interaction with Caiaphas is unlike any other Jesus has had with the religious elite. Throughout his ministry, Jesus engaged scribes and Pharisees in sharp debate. He corrected, provoked, and warned them with parables. He rebuked their hypocrisy, exposed their pride, and challenged their grip on power. But he often veiled his full identity, waiting for the appointed time. He answered questions with questions. He used riddles, scripture, and silence to reveal the deeper truths of the kingdom. Even in moments of direct conflict, he left space for repentance. But not this time. Now Jesus does not veil his identity. He does not retreat to allegory. Before Caiaphas, he declares it openly. He is the Son of God, the Son of Man, the one who will one day come in glory to judge the world. This is not the time for diplomacy. This is the hour of disclosure, the hour for which he came. The Son of Man reveals himself in full, and it costs him everything. It's crucial to contrast this scene with other religious confrontations. In earlier encounters, such as in John 8, when Jesus said, "Before Abraham was, I am," or in Luke 20, when he turned questions about taxes into spiritual challenges, Jesus always retained a measure of concealment. His hour had not yet come. He resisted being prematurely crowned or arrested, slipping away from crowds or silencing disciples who would speak too soon. But here in the house of Caiaphas, there is no slipping away. There is no concealment. Jesus is not surrounded by seekers or skeptics, but by judges. There will be no teaching, no escape-only testimony, and he offers it not defensively, but declaratively. Jesus is showing us something about what real authority looks like. He stands bloodied but unshaken, falsely accused but unafraid. He speaks no word until the moment truth demands it. And when he speaks not as a victim, but as a king. They believe they are trying him, but he is revealing them. The corrupt system masquerading as holy is exposed. Their robes, titles, and laws cannot mask the rot of self-preservation. And the silent Jesus speaks louder than any of them, showing power not through force, but through faithfulness. Let's get deep. What this final conversation reveals about Jesus. Jesus doesn't run from the cross. He walks into it with clarity and courage. In this moment, Jesus is not trapped. He is not the passive object of injustice. He is the Lamb who willingly offers himself. When he says, "You will see the Son of Man," he is proclaiming not defeat, but victory. Even as they plot his death, he declares the resurrection and return. He is not defending himself. He is announcing his reign. Jesus uses even injustice to fulfill divine purpose. Everything about this trial is wrong. The timing, the procedure, the testimony. And yet Jesus allows it, because it plays a role in the redemptive story. The cross is not a detour, it is the road. Jesus doesn't escape injustice, he transforms it. He teaches us that God's sovereignty can work even through corrupt systems to bring about salvation. Jesus speaks truth even when it costs him everything. He doesn't hedge or negotiate. He doesn't look for a way out. He speaks truth to power, knowing full well it will lead to his death. He stands before the high priest, not as a man hoping for mercy, but as a savior bearing witness. Truth is not a convenience, it is a calling. And Jesus fulfills it fully. Jesus' silence is not weakness, it is wisdom. Much of the trial is marked by his silence. He doesn't answer every false charge. He doesn't debate every lie. He knows when to speak and when to be still. His restraint is not timidity, it's trust. He is confident in the Father's plan, and he will not waste energy proving himself to those whose minds are closed. Jesus reveals the spiritual blindness of religious power. Caiaphas believed he was protecting the people, preserving the temple, upholding the law. But in truth, he was preserving his own control. When power becomes more important than God's presence, even religion can become a prison. Jesus exposes that. His calm honesty stands in judgment over every misuse of religious authority. Jesus' conversation with Caiaphas is brief but blazing. It is the final confrontation between the old covenant and the new, between the law and the gospel, between human power and divine purpose. It reminds us that sometimes truth will lead to suffering. That courage means speaking when it's costly. That obedience to God will not always make us safe, but it will always make us holy. Jesus chose that path for us. So today, let's ask, will we follow him into truth even when it means challenge? Will we speak boldly when the world prefers silence? Will we declare our allegiance to Christ not just when it is easy, but when it invites accusation? Father, thank you for sending Jesus, who stood in truth before Caiaphas, even when it led to suffering. Give us courage to follow his example, to speak with clarity and grace, even when the world resists truth. Strengthen our hearts to trust in your sovereign purpose, no matter the cost. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.